USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden defended his infrastructure plan on Wednesday, saying that the U.S. needs to take bold action on the issue. The president also said that he's willing to negotiate on his proposal to raise the corporate tax rate to 28% to pay for the $2.25 trillion plan, but doing nothing is not an option.
Debate is welcome. Compromise is inevitable. Changes are certain. In the next few weeks, the vice president and I will be meeting with Republicans and Democrats to hear from everyone, and we'll be listening. We'll be open to good ideas and good faith negotiations. But here's what we won't be open to. We will not be open to doing nothing. Inaction simply is not an option.
Critics have questioned the tax hike to pay for the plan, as well as a number of measures in the package that they say are not associated with infrastructure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout-out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
President Biden is looking into his authority to cancel some student debts. Lance Pry reports.
President Biden has asked the U.S. Department of Education to conduct a legal review of the president's authority to cancel student loan debt. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona is expected to send a legal review to the president within weeks. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Biden will make a decision at that time. Financial folks said it's not a question of understanding the complexities of the issue, but the ability to interpret the law. During the Trump administration, the Education Department talked about wide-scale student loan forgiveness also. The Department of Education at that time issued a legal memo that determined the president does not have the unilateral authority. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the European Union's drug regulator says there's a possible link between rare blood clots and AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine had come into question after several people had clotting issues after receiving the shot. The UK also announced that it would stop administering the AstraZeneca shot to people in their 30s and younger. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
COVID cases are on the increase, especially in 5 states. Tim Berg reports that the spread of variants of the virus are also playing a part in the uptick.
Even as Americans receive vaccinations, parts of the United States are seeing a troubling surge in COVID cases. This is especially true for the upper Midwest and Northeast. Michigan is struggling with a strong spike. As these new variants spread across the United States, many people are wondering if the vaccines are able to protect people from them. Dr. Ajish Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells NBC's Today Show,
"It is early. We don't know that much about it. All the data we have right now suggests our vaccines are going to hold up. So I remain confident, but obviously we want to test that and make sure that that is the case. But I think our vaccines are going to hold up to these mutants."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And China is warning the United States about boycotting the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The Chinese foreign minister promised a robust response should the U.S. lead a potential boycott. The White House said Tuesday that it was not planning on boycotting the Games, but was consulting with its allies to form a response to calls for a boycott from human rights groups over China's treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and the Uyghur minority. And the Vancouver Canucks continue to deal with a rapidly spreading COVID outbreak, with 19 of the team's 22 active players now on the NHL's COVID protocol list. All team activities have been shut down, with 4 games already postponed and more possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.